Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am?"
Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God."
Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
For where the body is one, and heaven many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ.
For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many.
We put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
You are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
In whom the whole building being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, come into the presence of God, let us recognize our need for his saving grace from our sin. Our confession of sin is on the back cover, page 6, number 5. I confess to Almighty God, in the communion of the saints of heaven and earth, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned through my own fault, in my words and in my words, in what I have done and in what I've failed to do. So I ask you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. In the name of Jesus. Now hear the word, the words of assurance. May the Almighty and merciful God grant unto us pardon and remission of all our sins, true of repentance, amendment of life, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.